Thank you, Damien, and good afternoon. Today, the Eureka Police Officers Association announced this year's winners of the Charlie Swanson Scholarship Awards. The two winners are graduates Jared Guy of St. Bernard's High School and Andrew Kime of Eureka High School. Both students will receive $1,000 for the college they will be attending next year. The scholarship is awarded every year in memory of Eureka Police Detective Charlie Swanson, who passed away in 1996 while apprehending a burglary suspect. The driver of a Mustang and her passenger, who were headed northbound on State Route 197 on Sunday, have been identified. The driver, 23-year-old Miranda Thompson of Klamath, and her passenger, 19-year-old Natasha Banks of Klamath, both died as a result of injuries suffered in the single-vehicle collision. Thompson lost control of the car for some reason and slammed into a group of trees, and the force of the collision left both women trapped in the car with what would turn out to be fatal injuries. The cause of the crash remains under investigation. Rural property owners can expect to receive a $150 bill from the state this month as more than 800,000 fire fee bills will be mailed. Property owners in regions designated as state responsibility areas have been forced to pay the annual fee in an effort to provide better fire prevention and fire response to wildfires in the state. The Howard Jarvis Taxpayers Association has filed a lawsuit calling the fire fees a tax, and that case will be heard at the end of the month as well. That's not early enough to prevent the latest bill cycle, and those fire fees are expected to bring in about $84 million to the state. The County Department of Public Works will host two disaster preparedness workshops this week. The public is encouraged to attend the events, which will be held in Fortuna and Arcata today and tomorrow. The two-hour workshops will focus on studies that address the risks of natural disasters in the county and to help raise awareness for the public and local governments to be prepared. The Fortuna meeting will be held tonight at the River Lodge from 6 until 8 p.m., and the second meeting will be held in Arcata on Thursday at the Community Center. County officials want to learn what disasters are of the greatest concern to residents, earthquake, fire, tsunami, or floods, and what precautions they and government can take to mitigate damage. For more information, contact the Department of Public Works. The Eureka Police Department is asking for the public's help in locating 19-year-old Eureka resident Canyon Backhues. He's suspected of being the second man involved in a stolen vehicle incident on Sunday, in which he and Jeff Thompson are alleged to have stolen a loaded U-Haul truck and then fled the scene on foot when police arrived. Anyone with information about Backhues is asked to contact Eureka Police. And the coroner's office and Eureka Police continue their investigation into the drowning death of Edward Conaboy, whose body was found by kayakers near the Eureka Slough Bridge. Anyone who may have been in contact with Conaboy in the hours preceding his death, or who may have witnessed him jumping from the bridge, is asked to contact authorities. You're listening to KINS News. We'll be right back after this.
Remember your first job? Chances are it was with a store right in your own neighborhood. Now it's your kids hunting for their first job, and no doubt they too will apply for a job close to home. It's great to have local businesses who are willing and able to hire our kids. So next time you go shopping, please invest in your own future and put your dollars to work here at home.
Hi, I'm Mark Diaz from Northwood Hyundai, your hometown Hyundai dealer offering Hyundai cars. Hyundai Car of the Year for two of the last 3 years. I stand behind Hyundai, and we buy local.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. The state of California must release an additional 9,600 state prison inmates by the end of the year in order to meet the ruling passed down by federal courts that found the prison system overcrowded. Since the implementation of prison realignment, which has seen more prisoners serving time in local jails or being released on probation or parole, questions about the impacts on local communities have risen. Sheriff Mike Downey outlined measures that the public can take to ensure their safety.
We need to be aware of what's going on around us and take steps to make sure that we're not victims of something we don't want to be victims of. And it doesn't mean we have to become vocal or become aggressive. It just means that we need to be aware and be able to telegraph that some way.
Downey went on to explain how a simple greeting can deter possible criminals.
Even the hi, good morning is good, because now they know you're engaging them and they're going, okay, now this person is not paying attention. They're actually engaging me. So when you say hi to somebody, you're actually looking at them. Usually, and now you got a perception in your mind of what they look like.
Downey also pointed out that crime numbers may not be up, but the nature of those crimes may be changing. And that's the news for KINS News and Information. I'm Stephen Walker.